Wisconsin University deletes documents saying all cops are bastards, rioting works following backlash. By Catherine Hamilton on June 23, 2021. The University of Wisconsin-River Falls removed a radical guide to allyship document riddled with critical race theory dogma from the diversity, inclusion, and belonging section of its website after a conservative politician brought attention to its contents. Rebecca Clee Fish, who was lieutenant governor to former Wisconsin Governor Scott Walker, R., posted a video to Facebook Tuesday, exposing the document for supporting ideas like all cops are bastards, there are no good cops, and defund the police. After Clee Fish's video, the university, which is taxpayer-funded, took down the guide. However, Clee Fish's office was able to obtain screenshots and a cached version of the website before its removal. The guide was posted on May 28, 2020. Just 3D elementary schools teach elements of critical race theory to children. Corporations assign readings on white privilege to their employees. Professional sports leagues encourage fans to support protests against systemic racism in our society. When rioters attack police, tear down statues, or demand submission from patrons in restaurants, they are motivated, in part, by critical race theory. Andrew Breitbart saw it coming. President Trump is the first leader to do anything to fight it. Breitbart News reached out to the University of Wisconsin-River Falls on Wednesday and asked why they took the page down and if they stand by the positions held in the document. The school responded with a statement. UW-River Falls regrets the posting of a link on one of its web pages to an editable document from a third-party source which, after being posted, was edited at the source to include statements against law enforcement. The opinions and views reflected in the document do not reflect the values of the university. UWRF is appreciative of the work of law enforcement and is committed to promoting an inclusive campus environment. The webpage has been removed and the university has taken steps to develop a process for reviewing such content in the future. According to the school, the document was open for third-party edits, and they were unaware of what was written in it. The document was on the university's website for more than a year before Clee Fish drew attention to it. This is proof that conservatives can successfully speak out and fight back against this garbage. Our tax dollars shouldn't be used to fund this. Critical race theory and anti-police rhetoric have no place in the classroom. Racism is cowardly, no matter how it is cloaked, Clee Fish told Breitbart News.